Good day to all. I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, and I'm excited to be your Mars Hill pastor for the day. Let us take a moment and ponder together Psalm 145, verse 13b. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. Heavenly Father, we praise you for your word of truth. Guide us to your understanding that we may know you as you long for us to know you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please bear with me as I share the promises of God as a noun. A noun is a person, place, or thing. The Webster's Dictionary describes a thing as an inanimate object distinguished from a living being. The word distinguished is being marked by eminence, in other words, to stand out in quality. Now let us take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 20 through 22. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set a seal of ownership on us, and put his Holy Spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. May the Lord bless us with these truths. God's promises are bound and protected in the personhood of Christ Jesus the Lord, and therefore are the foundation of our faith that has been placed within those who believe. And these promises are distinguished or set apart to stand out when they are received and lived by. Do those around us see God's promises fulfilled within us? His fulfilled promises are designed by him to testify to the eminence of his being within us. As a believer, we must live a life that testifies or stands out by standing firm in Christ for the glory of a promise-keeping God. Only then will our lives make a difference within the church as we reach out to the world we are called to serve. Without receiving Christ, one falls short of God's promises and therefore cannot testify to the truth of his reality within. Don't allow that to happen to you. One simply receives him through prayer. Consider Romans 10, verses 8 and 9. The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's an amazing couple of verses. So stand firm in faith so that you can stand out for the glory of the one and only true promise-keeping God the Bible identifies. Thank you for listening to the Mars Hill Network, where there's hope in the journey. I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, your pastor for the day. Please look for us on Facebook. We hope to see you sometime.